Big Fatty and Ricky are going to love this, even though I know Ricky doesn't listen. But they built this whole new shopping center. There used to be a horse racing track here in Cherry Hill, which is like right up the road. Well, they built this whole new shopping center. Well, the whole area has grown up. And right across the street, don't you know, they put a CC's and a Chick-fil right inside of each other. Oh, my God. I could just live there. But, of course, I won't since I'm back on Weight Watchers. But I thought Big Fatty and Ricky would love to hear about that. I mean, we could all go up there and just pick what we want and hang out outside.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I know Ricky doesn't listen.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 506 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 12th of January 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, we are going to have a full oh, poor Big Fatty, he can't talk. Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty, I'm recording this a little later than normal. No one cares. You already have proven that by that Woodland Hills podcast. Nobody cares. And they can't hear the traffic outside the window either. Okay, so I won't mention the traffic outside the window. But y'all, I'm a little tired, as I'm recording this. Oh, dear gussy. But y'all, I just got to tell you, what a hootenanny of a hootenanny we had at the DuPont Italian Kitchen Bar on Sunday night. Because, y'all, it was just wonderful. And to show you how wonderful it was, I am going to be posting some pictures from the Hootenanny. Dear Gussie. Pictures from the Hootenanny up on the BFO around noon Eastern. Which, of course, as Lurie Dean says, is the only time zone that matters. However, I believe that time zone is also yawning today. So, there's some pictures of the different folks who attended. There were a couple of other people that were friends of the patron saint of the BFO. That's Mr. Tim Cornwall. He does that podcast, Tim Call an Ambulance. And by he does that podcast, I mean every once in a while he comes on and goes, "Oh, I need to do a podcast." But but some of his friends who were there, one of them's name was, and I'll get it in just, Lance. Lance was one of his friends. And y'all, Lance charges for beverages in his own home. I couldn't believe it. But y'all, that was the first thing Big Fatty learned about Lance. Is he oh, let's go over to Lance's for a lovely adult beverage. Well, you know he charges if you have one over there. So, and then there was another person that I got introduced to, and to save me, I can barely remember Big Fatty's name. And y'all, how many of you have already yawned because Big Fatty is yawning? Because y'all, yawning is very, very contagious. It's extremely contagious. But y'all arrived at the Aerial Puerto without incident. Y'all, the new rules of the Homeland Security, it's for the international. It's for the Mexicans coming in. And y'all, it's still the same old thing. That you've been doing. Got there, and Woody, the perfect escort, y'all. I just got to say, he was just the perfect escort. He met me there, gave me a big old hug. Ooh, I believe that was some sort of turkey and Havarti dill. Oof. But y'all, it's just gonna be a train wreck because I'm tired. Oh, poor Big Freddy is tired. Oh, poor Big Freddy. But y'all, sometimes oh, poor Big Freddy. Sometimes the travel days will catch up on you, and so we. Three days to running around on Sunday, and we had a lovely lunch at Ann's. I think that's Annie's. Maybe it was Annie's. It was a brunch. We had a brunch, y'all. And I can't remember. Did we tell you what we had? I believe that Woody told you he had oysters, and I had the chicken wings, and then I had a French dip sandwich, which was quite tasty. But and y'all, it came with a signature cone of fries. Yes! And So then we went back to Woody's. Y'all, and I'm going to tell you something. Woody has got quite the wood cave, the wood pile. Let's call it. We'll call his place the wood pile. But y'all, it is quite fancy. Is all I got to say. However, if you ever drop a bottle of poppers or anything on the floors there, they just shatter. They just shatter. But not that anyone dropped a bottle of poppers. But anyway. Anyway, we were going to the Hootenanny, and Big Fatty had all of his things ready to go, and we were leaving, and y'all, just as we went to cross the street, the bus came, and so we missed the bus. Whap, whap. So then Woody goes, well, come on, Big Freddy, we'll just walk to the next bus stop and we'll just keep walking until the next bus comes. And I'm like, really? And, but y'all, it was a nice brisk walk. It was cold outside, but the wind was not blowing. And y'all, that makes all the difference in the world. It makes all the difference in the world. But anyway, we ended up walking down the hill from Columbia Heights. Where they've just built a brand new Target, and Best Buy, and what do you call that other place? Though the Bed Breakfast and Beyond, it's right across the street from the wood pile, and well, would it be a wood dam? Maybe Kim Beaver has made it the wood dam. I don't know, but anyway, by the way, Kim Beaver, you made Woody's day when you said that he sounds so wonderful and that we must have him back on the show again. He is so excited, and he will be back on the show again before Big Fatty goes back to Upchuck, hopefully. Anyway, y'all, this is a yawn fest. Oh, but Big Freddy, every day is a yawn fest. The only difference is you're yawning today. It's normally just us yawning. Well, what is that noise? Oh, I'm kicking the trash can. Oh, Big Freddy, we can't even hear that. But so we ended up walking all the way down. No, I was going to tell you something. Oh, when you look out of Woody's wood dam, a wood pile, y'all, there is a gymnasium directly across. Well, it's about one floor below, one or two floors below, but y'all can see the hot men's in the gymnasium working out and all, and y'all, ooh, it is like watching live porn, let me tell you. Yes, but anyway, we ended up walking all the way down from Columbia Heights to the DuPont Italian Kitchen. And it was a very nice walk. It wasn't bad, and it was downhill, thank God. But you know, y'all, Woody is 20 years younger than Big Fatty, and he moves a little bit faster than Big Fatty. So anyway, we got there and we went up to the Dick Bar, which is on the second floor. And y'all, we got up there and the place was packed. I just couldn't believe it. And I do a quick cursory search around the room to see if there are any faces that I recognize. And, of course, what was that? That was chicken noodle soup. And did not see any. So Big Fatty ordered his first Tanqueray and tonic, two limes, on his own. And I, since Woody had taken me to lunch, I ordered him a cabriolet or something like that. I don't remember the name of it, but it was some kind of weird drink that it sounded like cabriolet. But I know it's a cabriolet is what you vomit out of the windows that are rolled up of. But anyway, it's something like a cabriolet. We couldn't even find a seat. And over near the popcorn machine, y'all, they had the fresh popped popcorn cot there. And you could go up and take the basket and you could fill your basket with the fresh popped popcorn. And you can put your salt on it and then just munch away. And it was complimentary, y'all. It was the complimentary popcorn. And so we were sitting there, and we found a chair. So Big Fatty was able to rest his tired puppies. Because, y'all, Big Fatty had some tired puppies. And we waited, and I checked the Twitty to see, if anyone was saying anything. And then I said, okay, now, we are here at the Dick Bar, and we are waiting patiently, but I'm not sure I can do anything more than 20 minutes. And then the Twitty started coming. Oh, Big Fatty, we are on our way. Yes, oh, please don't leave, Big Fatty. Do not leave until I get there. I am in transit. Y'all, I got three or four of those. And so the first two to arrive were the patrons saying, ain't. of the BFO, and Mr. Tim Cormall. That is Mr. Tim. Mr. Tim Cormall and Ron Proud of Soho. And they arrived and immediately wanted to buy Big Fatty a cocktail, but I already had a cocktail. So I said, I will alert you with a very special way. I will give you a special alert when Big Fatty is ready for a cocktail. And so they went and got their cocktails and came back, and I introduced them to Woody and all, and we were having a little popcorn and everything. And then, y'all, this person, who I did not know, walked up and stood there with their cocktail and smiled very nicely. And I said, hi, do I know you? And he said, no, you don't know me until I start talking. Y'all, it was the, y'all, I don't like this to be the way I introduce him, but for lack of a better way of doing it, it was the friend of the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
That went out to the Woodland Hills during Crema and evidently was saved from having to eat that horrid spaghetti sauce because the sea hag was peeing blood. But anyway, I digress. This was Scott. And y'all, I knew it. I knew who it was immediately when I heard the voice because, y'all, he's got a very distinctive voice. And y'all gave him a big old hug and not more than 2 or 3 minutes prior to Scott coming up and introducing himself, I said to the patron saint, I said, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if Scott comes to the meet and greet tonight and, you know, does recon for Vera. And y'all, sure enough, he came, but he says, I am not here to do recon for Vera. He goes, I am here to support the BFO. And y'all, Scott, I don't know if you know this or not, but he's a very accomplished actor. And y'all, he's writing a book. And this came as news. This came as news to all of us because I have not heard this little secret leaked. And y'all, the name of the book, Scott told us last night, it's just, the title has just been approved. And I asked him, I said, Can Big Fatty release the name of the book on the BFO? And he says, yes. And so, y'all, I am releasing, with Scott's permission, accomplished actor and now noted writer, I'm releasing the name of the book amongst the pictures, which will be posted at noon Eastern, the only time zone that matters. So anyways, Scott chitta-chatted, and we all started, the introductions, and then Stevie B showed up. And Stevie B got him a delicious cocktail and came back with a cocktail for Big Fatty. And y'all, I had to say the first cocktail, and then y'all, they just kept arriving. They just kept arriving. I didn't even have to tell people what I drank. It was as if they had sensed it somehow. I don't know how they knew that. But then, y'all, I was just checking the Twitty, and that Davey Dangerous and Zachaby from the Dangerous and Lovely podcast. Oh, but Pretty, we're on our way. Please don't leave. We're coming. And y'all, we waited and waited and waited. And finally, Stevie B said, okay, I've got to go. And so we had some little giftettes that we handed out to everyone. And had some lovely autograph cards that were presented to all those in attendance. And y'all, just as Big Fatty was putting everything away, in comes the kids from the Dangerous and Lovely, minus Jackie. Because, y'all, she couldn't be bothered. She could not be bothered. However, they brought a friend, Liz, to the Hootenanny. And, y'all, she looked like, why the fuck am I here? Who the fuck is this Big Fatty person? And why do I have a postcard with a giant floating head on it? And y'all, it was just perfect. It was just perfect. And y'all, the cocktails just kept coming. Big Fatty had a very special way. It was very discreet. You know how in an auction, how sometimes you can just give a little head nod and everybody knows, okay, that's a bid. Well, Big Fatty had a very discreet way of letting everyone know when he was ready for another cocktail. And y'all, that is one of the pictures that'll be posted on Tuesday, also at noon, the only time zone that matters, noon Eastern. And then after it was all over, y'all, the kids from the Dangerous and Lovely, they were going out to get some sort of waffles or something like that. I don't know, falafels. I don't know. Well, I called them waffles. But then Woody and I got a cab, thank God, back to the woodpile, and y'all, then it was the night of trying to sleep, and y'all, you know, Big Fatty sleeps alone, and so I tossed and turned a little bit, and I was so afraid I was going to keep the woodman, the woodster, the Woody Wood, and keep him awake, because y'all, he had to go back to his coal mine. He had to go back to the coal mine today, and so I didn't want to keep him up. And anyway, he left, and I took another little nip a nap after that, and then I got up and I packed my bags and I hoisted it on out of the very elegant very elegant woodpile, caught a cab, and I've come down to the Horror Hotel. And I've spent Monday unpacking and just getting my bearings. And there may have been a gentleman caller or two. But we'll not get into that. But y'all, I will tell you, from my hotel room, I can look directly across Logan Circle. And I can see the hotel that Gavin, who was at the beginning of today's show, where he'll be staying. And y'all, I'm going to suggest to him that he gets one that looks out on Logan Circle also, and then he can stand in the window and wave to Big Fatty, and he'll look over here and he'll say, that looks like Big Ricky over there. But y'all, that would offend Big Ricky if he heard that. But as Gavin pointed out at the beginning of the show,
I know Ricky doesn't listen.
Correct. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! We'll be right back.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.